Welcome to Nevada News Magazine. On the program today, we continue our look at economic development with Chris Barrett, the president and CEO of the Reno Tahoe International Airport, and Lance Gilman with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Greg Crawford, Mike Bosma, and Mindy Elliott. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
California Closets, the leader in home storage solutions, is serving the Reno Tahoe area. Let our team of specialists help you reimagine new spaces in your home or office. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Is your garage a disaster area? California Closets can help. We can turn your messy garage into a model of organization. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, our topic today is economic development. As we continue to look at this, Chris Bard is here. She's the president and CEO of the Reno Tahoe International Airport. And Lance Gilman is the partner broker with Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial center, one of our proud sponsors. Pleasure to have you both here. Chris, I wanted to start out with something that I don't think most people understand is the airport as a driver for economic development. Explain a little bit, if you would, about what the airports both in Reno and Las Vegas mean in terms of development.
Certainly. You know, a lot of people just think about airports as a place to get on and off airplanes, and yet if you consider any thriving community, you will also find a thriving airport. And when we try to relocate businesses into the region, one of the top five questions is always, what's the air service like? What kind of an airport? Where can you get to nonstop from your airport? So in terms of providing a service, it's just amazing, but it's bigger than that. You know, we generate jobs. For example, we have a $30 million project under construction right now. That $30 million project today is generating about 300 local jobs. That's huge. And we just completed our $63 million project, which was about another 300 jobs. So, and these are good jobs. These are high-paying jobs. So particularly at a time when the economy is going through a crisis, we happen to be one of the few places that are creating jobs, tax benefits, and as well as the air service. But if you look specifically and only at the air service, Southwest, it serves us with over 50% of our passengers. Every time a 737 jet lands, it's 97 million or $1,000, excuse me, economic impact with one jet landing. Southwest alone contributes $1.9 million worth of economic impact each and every year. That's huge, and that's direct and indirect. The airport as a whole has over 22,000 jobs provided each and every year, and that's within our local community. And as a total, we actually generate 8% of all the jobs in Washoe County. So we're not just a little entity that is a place where people get on and off aircraft. We are really and truly a very significant economic generator to everything that goes on in this community, not only as a direct contributor, but also as an inducement to generate and to bring more business in.
One of the things that is huge at the airport and really helps in a lot of ways is cargo. And I was wondering if you'd address the fact of how industrial parks like Tahoe Reno Industrial Center benefit the airport, and the airport therefore gets benefits from that as well.
Great, I'd be happy to. You know, we've been working with Lance and the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center for several years now because it's such a unique feature. And if you're going to provide distribution facilities, that distribution is going to be done through a number of transportation methods. Some of it's rail, some of it is surface transportation, truck. But a lot of the high-end product is really flown in the cargo planes or in the bellies of passenger aircraft. Last year alone, 17% of all the landed weight at Reno Tahoe was all cargo aircraft. One cargo aircraft is equivalent to about 10 passenger jets in terms of economic impact. But if Lance is going to go out and bring business into his industrial park, he needs to know that all modes of transportation are available to move that. And we provide one of those three modes of transportation. But the interesting thing is, it's the mode that's growing the fastest, not only regionally, but in the world. And in fact, the Reno Tahoe Airport, actually, during the holiday season, we'll have dedicated 747s each and every day just for cargo, most of which is coming from Trick. Now, beyond that, though, we are working very closely with Lance at developing opportunities through China. And Reno is actually north of San Francisco, west of L.A., at least 300 nautical miles closer to Shanghai, and can save a cargo carrier about $2 million a year. That's substantial to a Chinese carrier to bring nonstop cargo directly in here. So what we are doing is educating some of the Chinese market that we have the opportunity, both at the airport and at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, to handle some of the cargo that can be coming in here. And to that end, we are actually going to begin charter nonstop cargo flights to China this November.
Wow. Yeah, breaking news right here.
So it's a four-year effort. 4 years is really a short time in an effort of this nature. But we're going to demonstrate in a real way to the Chinese that we really can save them money. And that'll be the beginning of building yet another opportunity for Trick, as well as all industrial parks and businesses in northern Nevada.
Lance, from your perspective, how does that operation between you and the airport work?
Well, it's critical. They are one of the key transportation providers. You take a look at TRI just in the past year. We far exceeded absorption compared to any other industrial center here in the north part of the state. You take a look at Toys R Us located. Zulily is in there now. GSI, which is a fulfillment center for eBay, is in there now. Amazon with their e-diapers company. So much of what went on in TRI this year is focused on the airport and air transportation. It's critical. So we are partners in economic development. There's no question about that.
One of the things that I know has been a big thing for you is developing USA Parkway that currently goes from I-80 and its destination is Lyon County, but the last few miles of that going into Lyon County have been stalled. Now NDOT is planning to, they're actually doing an EIS on that roadway, but it looks like it's going to be taking an awful long time, especially considering the unemployment rate in Lyon County.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. And that will also affect air transportation, truck cargo transportation, the moving of freight back and forth. And everyone wants to look at that. As a matter of fact, I think Susan Martunovich keyed in on the fact that it would shorten the length of time for highway transportation between here and Las Vegas. But really what nobody's looking at is that tremendous workforce that's down there. You have Lyon County, they're about 16%, 17% unemployed today, compared to a 12% plus or minus here in Washoe County. Those folks are desperate for that highway to reach the job base that we're growing. And we're desperate for the employment base to assist in the development of the park. So why it would take 6 or 7 years from our state transportation group, 6 or 7 years to build, for goodness sake, the interchange, we did in about 18 months for about $25 million. We've built the first 6 miles of USA Parkway developer built for about $10 million. And we did that in about 18 months. And my goodness, we're talking about just finishing the last 7 miles. And they're talking about $100 million investment for 7 miles and 2 years in the making for the EIS and another 2 years for design and another 2 years for build out. It's just incredible the slow rate that the government moves at getting something done.
Chris, we've got about 30 seconds left in this segment. Would you address, because, I've said this to you before on this program and also to Randy Walker, I really look at airports as being the people that look out 30 years in terms of planning and understanding a region. Do you suffer from the same kind of holdups that the state does in terms of your planning process and execution?
I think not. We're very fortunate because we're an independent airport authority. So we have a board, and the board has the authority to make final decisions. So we move very quickly for a semi-governmental agency. So I would say not in terms of getting projects done. And I think if you look at the project that's underway right now, the Gateway, I mean, we're doing this humongous project within a year. We're on target, on budget. And I don't think a bigger agency or a bigger government could achieve that. So the answer is no. However, on a national basis, we're part of a national system. And so we must look out 5, 10, 20, 30 years as part of a much bigger national industry.
All right, let's take a break. More in economic development when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
All right, Sam, let's check on some commercial buildings, see how their roofs are holding up.
Some business owners can't replace their roofs right now. That's where our free inspections really help out.
Hold on. Let's go inverted. We'll get a closer look.
What do you think?
Well, it certainly can use some preventive maintenance.
Yeah, that would definitely extend the life of this roof.
You ready to check the next one?
Maybe next time we can just take a ladder.
You watch your company bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, talking economic development with Lance Gilman, partner broker with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors, and Chris Bart, president and CEO of the Reno Tahoe International Airport. So as you look at developments in this region, how do you feel about the governor's new plan as far as economic development goes, the separation of EDON and Northern Nevada Development Authority, NDA in the south, Story County being their own economic authority? How does this fit in with what you guys are doing? Because you really are centered on doing economic development.
We are. Well, I'm very excited about the plan on paper and my initial efforts at meeting with the new power brokers, you might say, has been very positive. So I'm very excited about. The plan is too early to see, just how well it can be implemented. But the key point from my perspective is that everyone understands the potential of the airport with respect to cargo, with respect to distribution, the economic generation that comes out of the airport, and the fact that the Reno Tahoe International Airport is the generating place for cargo and for business for all of Northern Nevada. We're not concentrated in Washoe County. Our market extends the entire reach of Northern Nevada and Eastern California. So I really believe that the governor in particular and Steve Hill fully recognize and understand that. And some of the new opportunities that are coming out for UAVs, for example, unmanned aerial vehicles, which again is an economic opportunity because we have the potential of bringing UAV manufacturing, UAV testing, all of which could spin off other economic opportunities, some of which would impact TRIC, some of which would impact other aspects, even our military installations.
Do we have people actually making the calls right now to get land and space to be able to build this?
We have in the past.
Because there are major military installations in Northern Nevada,
and
companies.
Not only are there major military installations, but there is constrained airspace. So with the amount of land that's owned by the government and with the constrained airspace because of the military operations, we are the perfect area to have, you know, unmanned aerial vehicles here in terms of both manufacturing and testing. And so are there calls today? No. But there's opportunities today, and there have been calls in the past that, quite honestly, we couldn't get the state energized upon. The state is now energized. I think we finally reached them. And I feel positive about the implementation and where we're, you know, where we're going with this. The new head of EDON, phenomenal. He totally understands the opportunities. In all aspects. So I feel very positive about the new direction that the governor has established for economic development. We just must keep understanding that there's no separation. We are operating on the benefit of all of Nevada, not the north, not the south, all of Nevada. And I think that's key.
One of the things that Steve Hill brought up was the cost of energy. Your thoughts on that, Lance?
I'm glad to share that. I'd like to, if I may, refer back a bit to Chris. I share her enthusiasm for the direction we're taking. I still have serious concerns about the division of the territory. And how we're treating our clients that come to Northern Nevada. We're separating them between the North and the South. The South doesn't show the North. I just met with a major company that came through the park and said, why didn't anybody show me TRI? Mm-hmm. Well, because they were taken to NNDA, and NDA doesn't show our territory here. And the man said, well, my goodness, this is a perfect place for us to be. So we still haven't found the perfection yet of sharing the EDON wealth with the NND wealth and the two of them cooperating, because they're not sharing necessarily the leads that are coming in nor the clients. And our client, the respect we show our clients is the most important thing to economic development. And I still think we're too divided as a North. I applaud all of the efforts. But the proof is in the pudding, as Chris said. From the standpoint of power, absolutely. We went in 10 years from being the most competitive power in the Western United States to the least competitive power rates in the Western United States. And that really hurt us when it comes to storage, data storage centers, for example, or any other industry that requires reasonably priced power. Now, I will tell you that the power company is moving toward the right direction. But Sam, we're not there yet, and I am so delighted that Steve Hill and the governor's office have focused on that, and they're looking at how we might subsidize some of their. Until we solve our power problem, we're not going to enjoy the relocation of some of the companies that bring a lot of prosperity to the north.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you both very much. Obviously, a continuing story. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson's greatest hits at the El Dorado. Call 786-5700.
More people choose Ashley Furniture Home Store.
When Ashley Furniture Home Store says get more without paying more, they really
mean it.
Don't miss the final days of Ashley Furniture Home Store's lowest prices of the season. Why pay $400 for this dinette set? It's just $288. Why pay $700 for this plush sofa? It's only $388. Even this Ashley Sleep Memory Foam mattress set is just $488. But hurry, our lowest prices of the season end Monday at Ashley Furniture Home Store, the number one name in furniture.
Be a part of the newest reality series on NBC at 8 p.m. Saturday, starting March 31st. Escape Routes sends 6 teams on a nationwide competition to complete challenges and tasks to win prizes around every corner, each in an all-new 2013 Ford Escape. Escape Routes, brought to you locally by Jones West Ford.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, the entrepreneur Mike Bosma is with his Bosma Group. Greg Crawford is co-manager of Alliance Trust Company. And Mindy Elliott is senior partner with Forte LLP. Pleasure to have you all here. I wish you guys could have been here in the 3 minutes before the segment started rolling. Wanted to start out this morning, as we're taping this Thursday morning, that the president is going after the oil companies and their tax breaks.
Yes.
What do you think about this? Just election year
Election year posturing. I don't really think it has a chance. Do you think the Congress is going to try to tweak something that is going to increase prices right now? I don't think so. Not when gas is headed towards $5.
But could not the oil companies actually afford, with the billions, tens of billions of profit per quarter that the major oil companies are making, could they not afford to give a little more?
Is that above the line or below the line? Because they're putting an awful lot into research. We've heard them talk at the legislature about the amount of money that they're placing into research, and frankly, I haven't seen their financial statements. And so maybe above the line, they're making a lot of money, but below the line, they're doing an awful lot of reinvestment back into their industry.
Well, but Sam, on the tax side, right, that's my forte. And on the tax side...
Hey, you can work with me.
The reason that they gave these quote-unquote tax breaks, and they do, they allow them to write off a lot on the front end, they get deductions in excess of what things cost. It's specific to that industry. They did that to inspire people to go into that industry and to devote capital because of the risk that's associated with deploying that type of capital there. What's going to happen is once they take those perks back, the capital is going to come back. That's just a cause and effect relationship. If they don't want to inspire that behavior, then don't incentivize it. But at least be honest and say, we don't want you to drill for oil.
You think that's the reality?
It's absolutely. I mean,
sure.
That's the reality. If that's the reality of the policy, maybe that's not what the intent is, but that's going to be the consequence.
You think that with the growing economies of what used to be the third world and is now the first world, countries like China, India, that are just expanding at such a dramatic rate, that the oil companies are not going to drill for every piece of oil that they can find, especially when you find new technologies that are going to lower the cost of oil in the United States, like shale.
But Sam, the way that industry works, and Greg, you work in this as well, that the capital that finds those reserves, it's not oftentimes the big oil companies, it's the small guy that's out there prospecting, looking to strike oil, and they're the ones that are really taking advantage of those tax breaks. The big companies get them too, but really the people that are out there living on a thread is those people that are really the entrepreneurs of the world out trying to strike it rich, so to speak.
And your point, Sam, is well taken, but it may not be American companies that profit from this, and that's the problem. If we don't have a competitive tax structure internationally, we continually try to penalize certain industries. I mean, what major industry right now doesn't have a tax loophole? I mean, have you seen the tax code? I mean, this is crazy. So to persecute one industry that's very important, that's very profitable, very important even from strategic standpoints, from our country's safety standpoint, just doesn't make sense to me.
All right. I will let us move on because we have another important topic to talk about here. Shelley Berkley, along with a couple of other congresspeople, introduced the Homeowners Tax Fairness Act. And this is a very important tax act because the tax act that was in place that last year and previous years allowed that if you were a homeowner who went into default or you were negotiating with your mortgage company and you got a lower rate, instead of that lower rate, valuation, the size of the mortgage.
Right.
So say you had a $500,000 mortgage, they wrote it down to $300,000, then you would not have a $200,000 tax liability. If this act is not passed, or some form of it, then if somebody gets that kind of relief, say $200,000 off the price of their house, they will be liable for somewhere around a 35% penalty, which will be huge.
Agreed. It is huge. And frankly, it needs this piece of legislation, I agree, needs to be extended. Right now, we're trying to get people out of houses. We're trying to get the whole economy stabilized, and this is just one leg of the stool. It needs to be. It absolutely needs to be. Do I think it's right? Doesn't matter.
Okay, well, explain though.
Well, I think that they signed a contract. You know, it goes back to you sign a contract. you promised to pay, and now the taxpayers are, you know, we're basically subsidizing the fact that there's a reduction in that principal amount. You know, it doesn't matter.
Right. Well, one of the things that's interesting, Sam, is there's still, even without this legislation passing, there's still the insolvency exception under Internal Revenue Code Section 108 that says if I'm forgiven of that debt, that as long as I'm insolvent, that is, my liabilities exceed the fair market value of my assets, it's still not income to me, but I just have to reduce the basis of my other assets. So there's really a parity out there already. The personal residence one's a slam dunk because most people, they understand it. They say, okay, I don't have to worry about it. But probably there's a lot of people out there that the one thing I like about not extending it, at least for the time being, it's getting a lot of the stuff cleared up through the system where people have been sitting, trying to decide what they want to do, and now they're like, hey, I want to get this taken care of before this current law expires.
But we're certainly seeing banks really taking a hard look since they got let off the hook by the Attorney General settlement, and the Attorney General of the great state of Nevada will be here next week to discuss this. Wouldn't they rather see people stay in their homes and stop this slide in the housing market in this country, and especially here in the state of Nevada, rather than penalize people?
Well, and that's the key point. What we need is a normally functioning housing market here in Nevada, probably the hardest hit state in the union throughout this whole crisis. And we need that to return because it impacts people's ability to move to other jobs and all sorts of, it filters out through the rest of the economy. So that needs to return to normalcy.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. Buy oil stocks. We'll be right back after this timeout.
The new norm.
If the Shoe Fits, now located just a few doors down between Verizon and Toys R Us, is the beautiful new home for anyone with oversized feet or extra wide feet. For over 20 years, we've been Reno's only oversized and wide specialty store dedicated to the comfort of your special feet. And we offer everything from work shoes to sandals to athletic shoes, casual shoes, or dress shoes. If the Shoe Fits in the Smith Ridge Shopping Center.
Now between Verizon and Toys R Us. Tell them Champ sent you.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
Oh, good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0672 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Live the future. Live the life of independent retirement living, all-inclusive style at Carson Plaza in Carson City. Why continue fending for yourself each day when for the same amount of money or less you're paying to live now, you could be well taken care of with three nutritious chef-prepared meals each day, housekeeping, 24-hour live-in managers, and complimentary transportation. Call now, Carson Plaza, 883-1221, 883-1221. Find out how you can move in with up to $1,000 in moving assistance now.
Among the guests coming up next week, University Chancellor Dan Clayce will be here, AFL-CIO boss Danny Thompson, the Nevada Attorney General Catherine Cortez Masto, and Howard Rosenberg. Quite a lineup. See you on next broadcast.